For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats say a ruling by a federal judge in Texas threatens the lives of millions who rely on the Affordable Care Act. That judge ruled core provisions of it unconstitutional, siding with the president, who tweeted, "Great news for America." KRLD Radio's Stephen Pickering.
The Attorney General of Texas is applauding the ruling. Spokesman Mark Rylander says it's what they were hoping for.
Today's ruling halts an unconstitutional exertion of federal power over the American health care system.
He says the Texas Attorney General's goal was to effectively repeal the Affordable Care Act. The group of states arguing in support of the ACA was led by California, and that state's attorney general says the ruling is an assault on the millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions, and those states will continue to fight in court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The White House now has an acting chief of staff. President Trump has chosen Budget Director Mick Mulvaney for the position. The former South Carolina congressman was selected to have the Office of Management and Budget early in the Trump administration. Current chief of staff John Kelly leaves after the new year. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is speaking out.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
The White House is dismissing accusations from President Trump's former fixer that Trump directed hush money payments to two women during the presidential campaign to buy their silence about alleged affairs. Michael Cohen told ABC News' George Stephanopoulos that the president directed him to pay Stormy Daniels and former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Center for Disease Control is continuing to warn people in the West about romaine lettuce. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
The federal agency is giving an updated warning about the recent E. coli outbreak involving romaine lettuce, saying to make sure your lettuce does not come from the California Central Coast growing regions, which include Northern and Central California. The CDC says if there's not a label telling you where the lettuce comes from, you shouldn't be eating it. A total of 59 people have been sickened in this latest E. coli outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent is reporting on two separate borders, each with little in common.
On Fox and Friends, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Nielsen was asked if she agrees with the president's statement that a government shutdown would be worth it to get more funding for border wall construction.
I think the president is being a leader on this. He is drawing a line, and he is saying we're either going to have security or we're not. It's our sovereign responsibility to do so. He takes it very seriously. He's asking Congress to do their job.
Better relations to the North. The U.S. Secretary of Defense and State met with their Canadian counterparts Friday and discussed a variety of issues. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Chrystia Freeland says the U.S. is its most important partner.
We share the world's longest undefended border, and we are each other's largest export market.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.